everybody. Welcome to the Frandcast. This is a show where we talk about our favorite show from the 90s, The Nanny, and we are into season 5. We are talking episodes 7, 8, and 9, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and Larry's here.
Hello.
And Colleen is here.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome back. We missed you last week, Larry.
I know. I'm back.
Yay! Yes. And you had a chance to watch last week's episodes. What did you think of them overall?
They weren't my favorite. <Wasn't the best.
laughs> Kind of us.
No, it wasn't the best, but of course, always some redeeming factors, I feel, yeah, to most every episode, at least.
That's how I feel, too. Yeah. You, there's no such thing as a terrible episode of The Nanny, except for maybe The Chatterbox. Right. But, yes, well, let's dive in. Let's talk about Mommy and May. This is episode 7. And in this episode, you have Fran and Val. They have been supporting a young lady via the UNICEF 17 cents a day program since she was little, and she's coming to visit, and so they end up kind of fighting over their who's the best mother of Mei Ling. And this one to me is sort of the cringiest one of this set of three. I feel like for the most part, shows in the 90s when they would have their like kind of, I don't know if you'd say ethnic episodes or where they'd be showing other cultures, it usually ends up in by our own kind of new standards, it ends up feeling very cringy. And so I don't know. I don't think this one works that well. But it has a 7.6 on IMDb. Larry, what do you think overall of this one?
So the main storyline was definitely the worst part of the episode.
Yeah.
But like, saving grace is that I think Sylvia is hilarious in this mm-hmm. episode. Like, yeah, every time she's on screen, I thought it was great. So I agree with you. The whole May thing is not great. I don't know. It's obviously like very caricature-ish, but yeah, everything to do with Sylvia though was wonderful.
Yeah, what do you think, Colleen?
I totally agree with you, Larry, and you, Rachel, that it was cringy with the whole ethnicity trying to figure that out. That was not great, but Sylvia was so funny. Yeah, this was one of her best ones. She had like everything she did was funny, like every single thing. So.
Yeah, especially the conversation between Sylvia and Fran when Fran is upset about the breakup with Val. That is a really funny scene.
Yes.
For sure.
That's like possibly one of my favorite Sylvia lines of the entire series, because I don't know why, it's just one of those random moments that always stuck with me. But when they're at the table at the beginning, yeah, and they're talking and like, oh, she lives in a whatever third world country where you have to fight for everything. And her and Fran go for the same like piece of bread or whatever it was that they both grab. And Sylvia, let it go or I'll kill you. I just love it. And it always has stuck out as like one of my favorite Sylvia moments.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. We'll talk about some more of that scene. But yeah, it starts out so we get to learn more about Yetta and her upcoming marriage. And she says, you better be careful. I've got a long memory. Waitress, can I get a cup of tea? to Fran. So that's funny. And we also get a pretty big joke that you have Cece talking about Elaine on Seinfeld and how they hid her pregnancies. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Julia Louise Dreyfus was pregnant twice during Seinfeld's run.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And so she's all joking about how they're hiding her. Like she has this like giant purse and then hiding, she takes the plant She's like ridiculous props. And then she has Baby the musical poster. Obviously, it's all a joke because she's pregnant. Lauren Lane is pregnant. What do you think? Do you think that was funny, Colleen?
Yes, I thought it was hilarious because I can't think of a show where they've poked fun of the person. Mm-hmm. The pregnant actress during the show. I thought it was hilarious. I just cracked up. But that bag was giant. Like it was so
big.
It was not a purse. I mean, I carried large purse, but yeah. My purse is like a third of the size of that bag.
It was funny. I just love that she's like switched shoulders too. When she like turned to like go to the plant, she switches the shoulder, the purse is on.
Yeah, and then covering herself with the plant, and then then the poster was kind of sealed the joke, and I agree. I don't remember any other show kind of breaking the fourth wall a little bit almost.
Yeah. And she was a good sport about it. Like, you mm-hmm. know, I'm sure when I've never been pregnant, but I assume it's, you know, you go through your ups and downs, and when you're on a television series and you can't hide your weight gain, I mean, that's natural. It happens. Yeah. But she just did a good job with just playing with it. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, she did. It was funny. And so then, we find out about Mei Ling, their adopted orphan, 17 cents a day. And yet a bell peppers are $4.99. And this is when you get the, she's from a country where you have to fight for every last morsel of food. And then her and Sylvia, Fran and Sylvia fight over the muffin.
Yes.
So that was pretty funny. And and then you have, I do feel like there's this weird animosity between Niles and Mr. Sheffield in this season, which I didn't remember until I rewatched it. But Mr. Sheffield's kind of a jerk. Like, why can't he just say thank you? Like, what's wrong with that? For the sandwich? Like, just because he's your employee doesn't mean you shouldn't say thank you. I don't really understand what his problem is.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, and so Fran comes in and she starts singing the Brady Bunch theme song. And he says, and Fran says, remember when you said that you wouldn't want any of my relatives ever staying again? and he says, if I let her come, will you stop singing? And so then she comes and she says, she worked since she was 10. And she says, don't fight mommies. You put a knife through my heart.
All of this is so weird to me.
Yeah.
Like the fighting with Val and Fran is also really like weird. Like whose baby is she? I don't know. It's like, okay.
Yeah. It was out there.
It was weird too, because there was that whole argument between them about Val thinking that Fran dresses like a tramp. Yeah. Like that was just kind of weird.
Oh,
kind of mean.
And that was not a new dress. She has worn that already on the show. Because she's like, oh, what are you wearing to the party? And she says, I got a new dress with like these lemons on it. Or these fruits. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, wait a minute, that's not new. She's worn it on the show.
She definitely worn it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the most Chino fruit dress. I mean, we can't forget that. Yeah, they forgot that they said that was new. Yeah. But so Mei Ling is wearing Fran's clothes. And that's when Val says, oh, she looks like a hooker. And it's no big secret. You dress like a tramp. And I'm like, she doesn't dress that differently than you.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they make a big deal of it. I mean, how she dresses. It's been how many years have they known each other? It was just odd.
Yeah, and then so Val and Fran go to Dr. Miller, and Fran says, I'm his nanny. And he says, congrats, Fran, you made a breakthrough.
Yes.
So they break up. And I think the whole scene between Fran and Sylvia after post breakup is very funny. And nothing is as bad as ever as bad as it seems. And she's like, I missed jalapeno nachos for that moron. Because she thinks it's, at first, thinks it's Maxwell. And
the funniest thing to me was putting the chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very, that was the funniest part.
Give me my medicine.
Yeah, that was the next like iconic line of, I'm having palpitations. Quick, get me my medicine.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
And I loved the ridiculous way she said jalapeno, or however she was like saying it. It was just so ridiculous. I'm missing jalapeno nachos for this, for that moron.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the whole Suni joke, which is awkward.
Oh my gosh. See, yeah, that's when it was just like too much. Like that. And then, of course, the green card, which we'll get to. But all of that was just like, oof. But I did love her face too. Like when Fran says it's Val. And Sylvia's face drop is so good.
Losing jalapeno nachos for that moment. Yeah.
I even like when she's like standing in the doorway as Fran's like crying, like really not wanting to sit down and listen to her. She's like, fine, what do you want? What is it?
Oh, yeah, awesome.
It was good. And so then they end up finding Mei Ling kissing Brighton, and they're supposedly engaged so she can get a green card. And Brighton's excuse is, I'm 16. She's a breathing female. And I'm not a big fan of how they like make Brighton so horny. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Not the biggest fan of that.
Dang. And I was like, oh, girl, you didn't do much research, huh? Like going after this 16-year-old. Mm-mm. Not really useful in getting your green card.
Right.
Getting married.
Yeah. And so then there's a fight between Mr. Sheffield and Fran. And she says, if I'm so irresistible, why aren't you all over me? And then we get a big kiss. That's pretty fun. I like that.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. And Fran and Val make up. And says, let's promise to never again let our kids come between us. And then Mei Ling leaves, and it turns out that she is going to stay at Barbara Streisand's house with Barbara Streisand's son. So there we go. The fashion on this week's episode, it starts with this, I didn't know how to describe it, this like woven cocktail dress,
little crocheted dress.
With bright blue turtleneck underneath and black nylons. And I love the blue because I think Fran looks so good in bright colors. But I don't know. I thought the dress was strange.
I hated it
because it had this little, it had those little bright blue. What do you call them? Those little circles. Those little bright blue.
Yeah, like
on the crochet. Oh god,
it was bad. I didn't like that. I didn't mind the blue either, but the breast, forget it.
Yeah, I thought it looked kind of like a pot holder.
It was horrible. Yeah, I was like, this is
that's not awesome. Good. I hadn't thought of that, but yes. Yeah. Like those, I don't know if you guys remember when I was little, they used to have those little machines where you could buy those little, I can't remember what it's called, but you would like put these little strings of fabric on it and you would make pot holders at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that reminds me, like kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought of for sure. I used to have one of those. it was strange. I didn't know how to describe it, but
was there a designer for this?
No, I couldn't find any.
They don't want to be known.
Yeah, they've hidden all memory of it. I don't know.
Her grandmother, is that the designer?
And then she had a black shirt and like boot cut pants, kind of 70s looking, with gold flowers on the top and on the bottom. And this is John Galliano is the name. Designer.
Yeah, she wore a lot of these like weird patterned suits, like actual pantsuits.
Yeah, that's this a episode. Trend this season. Yeah. I feel like a lot more suits. And this is from What Fran Wore, and from the, and some of them are from the Fran Find database. It depends on. But yes, and then she had an orange pantsuit with flowers all over it, different colors. And this, and an orange headband. And you also see Mei Li wearing her fruit dress, like we said. And that's, both of them are Moschino. And then, sometimes I feel like this season she gets a little too matchy-matchy. You know, like, you don't have to have the same color of, like, your headband and your, you know, your top and your bottom.
Pants,
and your, yeah, like, right. Everything doesn't have to match. Sometimes it looks good, actually, to have, like, a pop of a different color.
Yeah.
When you're...
yeah, and that's a lot of matchy-matchy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then she has a red shirt and a black pantsuit with red flames all over it, and then a red headband, and that's when she rips the jacket when she's denying all responsibility of Mei Ling, and then Val rips the other part of the jacket.
Mm-hmm. And I agreed with Val. Why rip two?
Yeah. And then you see her with the red puffy coat, which she wears a couple of times. And this is said Dina from Neiman Marcus is what. Neiman's Marcus. Yeah. So there we go. That's the fashion of this episode. So overall, what would you give this episode, Colleen? 1 to 10.
Ooh. I'm gonna go with for Sylvia brings it up a notch. I'm gonna go with like a 6, I would say.
What do you think, Larry?
No, I was like struggling. I think I'm probably gonna go high on this one compared, because I'm gonna go with 6.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 6.5 is good. I think that the pregnancy joke and the Sylvia stuff is funny enough to elevate it a little bit, but it is pretty cringy.
Yeah. It's like I couldn't deny how much the everything except the main storyline, all of it had me laughing. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so next episode is Fairweather Fran, and this has a 7.1 on IMDb. And in this episode, Fran has decided she is going to become a TV weather girl, and that's her new dream in life. And Mr. Sheffield is not supportive, and so she feels upset. The main sort of conflict is Fran trying to become a weather girl, and I feel like for some reason this is a frequent plot device on a lot of different shows. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just trying to become a, yeah, I don't know. I think on Big Bang Theory there was where Penny wanted to be a TV weather girl, and there was definitely on How I Met Your Mother there was an episode where Robin was going to be like, I don't know what it is about TV weather girls. I guess that's a seeming as an easy way to get into to TV. I don't know. But yeah, that's this episode. What did you think overall, Larry, of this episode?
Didn't really think much of it. I don't know. It was just kind of blech.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't really anything that I found to stand out. And I thought the plot was just so weird and random.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think, Colleen?
I agree. It's kind of there. It's not that exciting. I mean, obviously there's some funny stuff with Yetta, I think, but not really much else.
But the stuff with Yetta, I thought was really strange because, I mean, we'll talk about it, but the whole thing with Sylvia being awkward about Sammy, I thought was very strange. True.
Because I didn't remember, I thought she recognized him. And then to have it play off as a race thing, I was like, oh.
Okay, like, it's so weird.
I didn't like that part of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it starts out, they say that 1 in 1,256, their chance of getting married over 30. Like, oh, shoot. I'm 40. That's not good. Not good. Yetta says, I'm so excited. I feel like flying on gossamer wings. And then she's scooting to the door to get Sammy. Yeah, and... we see our first look at Sammy, and he is, of course, played by Ray Charles. So that was pretty fun. A pretty good get, I think, for them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's so strange to me because that's all that Sylvia says is you didn't tell us that Sammy was black. And like, what? And I don't know. I just thought it was handled very awkwardly. And then, of course, Yetta says, you're black. No wonder. Sort of the joke.
Yeah.
And then Sylvia says later on that it's not that she has no problem with him being black, but why was that the only thing that she said? Yeah. If that's the case.
Yeah. It was weird. Again, I wish it would have just been like Sylvia recognized him. And right. Was excited, but instead it was that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she makes that joke about Jews not being allowed into the country club.
Yeah.
Just you, Ma.
Yeah, just you, Ma.
So then Dr. Miller tells Fran she needs to change her focus, pursue her dreams. And then we find out that Fran wants to be a weather lady. And so she says, I'm going to become a more interesting, mature woman. Maybe then he'll propose. And I did like sort of the little dynamic of Cece being sad she's not invited to Yetta's engagement party.
Yeah.
Kind of made me laugh. Yetta! And you also have Sammy saying that to Fran, I love your voice. I knew where the house was before I got out of the car. And she also says, I haven't tried the Veneta log from the Breyers people.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember those ads for the Veneta. I don't even know if they still make that, but do you remember that?
I've never heard of it. So
no.
It's like an ice cream dessert that you like would slice, and they'd have these ads about, ooh, it's so fancy.
I don't remember the ads. I remember Vianetta. The dessert, but I don't remember the ads.
It was like a Grey Poupon, kind of like fancy. Oh.
So I've never even heard of the dessert. So.
Oh, yeah. And you'd like slice it. Anyway. And. And I just have written down, it's so weird how they set it up because they made it seem like she was racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they don't like, really resolve it either. No. Like, she gets excited when she learns he has a connection to a celebrity, but, you know, I don't know. That's not like a good resolve for the character.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And so then, her and Fran and Mr. Sheffield have a fight. And she says, you're the killer of Weather Girl dreams. And so Sammy's nephew is Bryant Gumbel. And they, so Fran goes to audition for the Weather Girl role. And it turns out that it's not actually for the Weather Girl. So she auditions for editorial. And they ask her about gene therapy, which was kind of funny, I thought. And then that mean lady tries to take her donuts.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you have Maxwell scheming with Gracie to keep Fran has the nanny, and that she's gonna, they're gonna have Gracie get all upset, and they have their little thing, but it doesn't go very well, but it's cute. And you have it ending up with Yetta and Sammy singing My Shitska Mama, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So then the fashion on this episode starts out with Fran with an orange dress with a, I said, 70s inspired crochet, like, sweater?
Cardigan light sweater type thing, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. And the ugliest wig I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh. I hated this wig. I felt like it was a Carol Brady wig or something.
I put it in caps, like on my sheet. Ugly, cheap brunette wig. Oh my gosh. Like that was this. Oh, it was so bad.
It looked like a mullet. It was terrible. It was bad. It looked like a bad country music video.
Like, it looked like she picked it up at the, like, dollar store. I mean, it was so cheap and plastic looking, too. Like, on top of the style, the quality was just so bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, shiny. I was like, oh.
I hated it.
Pretty much, I have to say, there's been very few wigs in this show that I think have actually worked. This is up there on the worst, but the wigs just don't do it for me on the show. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Almost every time, like in those last episodes that I missed, that little short black bob that she wore in one of those episodes, I thought was ugly too.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Like, I don't know. Her natural hair is just one so iconic, but she has such nice hair. Pretty, like, you know, full hair, and then she puts on these really cheap looking wigs. And I know sometimes you just want something different, but woof.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it. It looked so trashy. I felt like she could have been in Logan Lucky or something like that. Like, it looked so bad.
And the dress was weird, and that weird cardigan. I don't know. The whole outfit was very strange. And then you just pop that wig on the top, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah, and I guess this is from Cachet is the name of the designer. But yeah, I know that 70s was kind of back in this time. Like, you saw the bell bottoms or the, in the last episode, but here you have, I don't know. It just looks ugly. And then you see kind of a 1960s inspired look next with this vinyl lime green skirt and jacket with a white turtleneck and a white headband and a white belt. And this is by a designer named Andre Courgeais.
I like this. I love the boots.
Yeah. It looked pretty cute. Mm-hmm. And then she has a swirly print dress that kind of 70s looking with a turtleneck top. Like, this dress came up to the turtleneck and a yellow raincoat, which I like the raincoat. I thought that was cute. Mm-hmm. But
I agree.
I mean, it was okay. It was an okay look. And then the last is the love suit skirt with literally the word love all over it, black and white, with a white headband, and it's Moschino. Of course. I feel like she's worn that before.
Yeah. It looked
like there was like a variant on it. There was another love black and white outfit, but I think it was like a dress the first time.
Oh, it was a dress. Okay.
Or like a skirt.
That makes sense.
The skirt outfit, you know, but. Yeah, that was fine. I mean,
fine. And yeah, and then she had the yellow, her raincoat again. All right. Well, so what would you give this episode, Larry?
I'm going to go with a 5.5.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Colleen?
I guess that's fair. 5.5. Yeah.
I'm going to give this one a 6. I guess. But let's move on to episode 9, Educating Fran. This is my favorite of the three, personally. So she starts dating Maggie's philosophy professor named Steve. And this causes Maxwell to be very, very jealous, which I love Maxwell jealous. I think it's so funny. And so they are kind of fighting back and forth and trying to one up each other. And Steve is also super into astrology, and he sees that he's supposed to be with somebody who's supposed to be with a mature woman or whatever, and Franz lied about her age.
Yeah.
And so he dumps her, and I don't know. I like this episode. I think it's fun.
Who's that actor?
Harry Hamlin.
There you go. Harry Hamlin.
Yes. And he does look very handsome, mm-hmm. In this episode, and he ends up dating Cece, which is funny. And I don't know, I like this episode. I think it's fun. What do you think, Colleen?
It's pretty good. I agree, it's the best of the three. I don't know, some of it was a little, like, he was a little much for me with the whole philosophical and astrology and all that junk.
Didn't you die laughing though with the dog named Max, yes, with the white streak and everything? That to me was really,
it was really cute. White. I love
I'm that so, little white spot above his eye.
Yeah, it was so funny.
It was cute.
And they start out with Fran reading Yetta's astrology. And this is, tomorrow you will awake. And she's woohoo.
Yeah.
And that was good. And Maggie has a crush on her philosophy professor. And so Mr. Sheffield tells Fran to go over there and to make everything right and to check in on this, which, I mean, she's an adult. Like, what on earth? It's bizarre. But nevertheless, that's what he has her do.
I mean, if she was living in a dorm away from school, you would never, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just because she's a commuter. That's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
But it did feel very, like, college when Maggie was coming in and, you know, just questioning everything type of thing. Like, oh, yes. My gosh.
Yeah,
my eyes have been opened to realize that my eyes may not even be open.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah, I thought that was a really funny moment. I was like, yeah, this is definitely like college.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember I never had a crush on any of my professors, but I definitely had that, like, oh, I'm so enlightened. new person. I have to share this with everybody I know. But I do think it is so funny in this episode, the whole Cece and Niles watching the telenovelas. I think that was really good. Funny. And pretty much all those scenes made me laugh. And
it sucked in.
Yeah, I really liked, oh no.
And then when Mr. Sheffield yells at them.
Did you, Larry, ever watch telenovelas?
No, I have not.
Never.
I know they're popular.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I've never actually seen any. When I was roommates with my friend Emily, who is full Mexican, her parents are both Mexican American, and so she grew up on them. So she would watch them occasionally. So I saw a little bit during that time, but never really watched any of them. But yeah. I kind of like the sort of theatricality of them, in theory, at least.
Get your Spanish lesson, like Cece and Niles.
Yeah. Yes. Then Maggie gets upset with Fran going out with Steve, and I do think it's strange how they kind of pit Fran and Maggie as rivals so frequently on the show. It's very weird.
Yeah, it is.
But it is a funny moment when she's like, I'm going to grow old and die waiting for your father, please.
Yes.
That made me laugh. And so she goes on the date, the dog just really made me laugh. You know, the dog is named Max with a white streak. And I also thought it was funny when he's like, red or white wine. She's like, blueberry. And he has it. I don't know why that made me laugh.
His astrology told info.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she says to the dog, she says, Max, would you marry me? And then the dog gets off the couch. Works every time.
Rachel.
That was funny, I thought.
Yeah.
That's cute. And you have Maxwell, he's like stress eating. He's super jealous, which I love. Maxwell jealous. That is the best. It's driving me crazy, her being out with some other man. And he wakes up Niles in the middle of the night, which is a funny gag. He's like, cute. Where's the microwave popcorn? It's literally on the counter right there.
And he doesn't know how to do it. Oh my gosh. It was like, I liked Niles being like, no, I was just getting ready for my like morning route.
Paper route. And he says, I can share this with you because I'm not in love with you. And it's like, well, nobody looks good at 2 a.m. It's really good. And she also says, I call him Steve, he calls me Fred, we know each other 2 days. But then Steve breaks up with her because of his psychic tells him that he should be in a relationship with an older woman. And we find out Fran's age. I mean, I think we knew, but she spells it out finally that she had told him that she was born in 1970, give or take a year or six. And we find out that she's 34. And so then Fran wakes up Niles. Poor Niles. And then I was just going out to the barn to milk Essie.
I like that he just like walks up behind him and scares him too. I'm just like,
Have
somebody do that to you, like call you or come to your room and, are you awake? Like, have you ever had somebody do that to you?
I can't think of any time, but yeah, I mean, I'm a very soft sleeper, so I would be awake.
I think I have,
I have. Yeah, just like, well, what do you want? Now I'm awake.
It's happened like when you share you go on a vacation and you share a room with a friend. I've done that in you know, I'm usually the one awake. I think I'm more guilty of it asking out someone else rather than them asking me.
I'm awake.
You also get the line that I think is funny with Maggie saying, I'm going to go around in little tight outfits or whatever. And it's just, Francis, you kids have no respect for the classics.
I also thought it was funny when they brought up the Psychic Friends Network. I totally forgot that existed. Dionne Warwick. I was like, oh no, I forgot about that horrible embarrassment in her career, or her past life. I forgive her now, but that was crazy.
That the psychics would have foretold the Psychic Network's demise.
Colleen?
No, never have.
No.
So I have to say, I think the fashion in this episode was really terrible. It was one of my least favorites. And it starts out with a cheetah kind of top and skirt with a black shirt underneath and cheetah boots. And this is Todd Oldham. And I mean, I guess it was the best of this grouping, but it was just
a lot of print.
Yeah, and I didn't really like the black underneath. I don't know, it just looked weird to me. But and then she has a red coat with a cheetah kind of collar. And again, this is it cheetah or leopard? I don't know. I wrote both down.
Leopard, I think it's because there's actually white leopards.
Oh. Isn't cheetah the smaller one though, and leopard is bigger?
Yeah, wait. Yeah. I think.
So these first ones are cheetah.
Yeah, sorry, I skipped one.
Yeah, cheetah. And so cheetah collar. And she has a cheetah bag, and it's just like it's too matchy matchy. Yeah. She doesn't need to have the bag match the coat, match the outfit.
Especially with print, like if you're going to do this type of print, you have to block it out with just like a block of regular color somewhere, please.
Right. Yeah. I agree. And then she has a black flower print coat with a feather collar and cuff that she wears. And it was okay, I guess. I don't really like the feather. The collar was a lot going on there.
Yeah.
And then the outfit she wears on the date, I hated it so much. It was black and white, off the color, vertical stripe dress. It was very tight on her, very unflattering, yes, in my opinion. And it was a bunch of these were Azadeen Aaliyah is the name. I don't know. I did think it was kind of trampy, this dress. And I just didn't think it was flattering. It didn't look good on her. Yeah.
I agree. I didn't care for it at all.
No. And then she has a brown leopard dress that's skin tight with long sleeves. And this is that same Azadeen Aaliyah. And again, I didn't think it was flattering on her, and matching headband. I don't know. It was just too tight. Mm-hmm. It didn't look good to me on her. It was kind of it gives that like uniboob look, which isn't flattering. And then she has the pink flower robe on at night. And then the last look is this brown turtleneck with a tan skirt with a cat on it.
I liked it though.
Oh, you liked it?
Because I have cat. I liked it. It was like, although I wouldn't want my cat on my
yeah, like a cat on your skirt. I thought it was so strange.
It would have been okay if the back design went with it more, because it just felt so random. Because it was almost like this, not tie dye, but I don't know. It was like a multicolored, mm-hmm, flowy design, like
like a watercolor.
Watercolor. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Design. And then a cat, just like
just cat.
The front. I didn't mind it, but I get your point. I get it. Yeah. It was weird, but I still thought it was cute.
Very kitschy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least she did have a pop of color with the yellow headband in this look. So at least this wasn't super matchy-matchy.
It wasn't a cat on the headband.
Yeah, or something like that. But I thought it was a very strange look. And they didn't have the designer on any of the sites that I normally look, but I sure looks like Moschino to me. But we don't know that as a fact. Mm-hmm. but I really, yeah, I thought it was a lot of misses in this episode for fashion. The poofy feather, you know, look was probably the best one of the group, but it was not my favorite. So, but I do think this episode's very funny. And like I said, I loved any time that Nelson and Cece were watching the telenovela.
Yeah, that was cute.
So I give this episode an 8. I like it. What do you think, Colleen?
I'm gonna go 7. I do like this one.
Yeah. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, I'm going 6.5. I'm giving it the same as the first one.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, let us know what you think of these three episodes, what your scores would be. You can find us on Twitter at FrankCast14. We'd love to hear your feedback. And Larry, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube as well as Instagram and Twitter, all at LC Screen Talk.
And Colleen?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at LeeLee44094. And you can find our Frankcast Instagram at Frankcast1993.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. And also, make sure you're following the Hallmarkies podcast all over social media. And we have some great interviews and special episodes coming up that you're really going to enjoy over at Hallmarkies podcast. So make sure to take a look over there. So thanks so much, everybody. And we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.